Welcome to Jazz Piano Skills. I'm Dr. Bob Lawrence. It's time to discover, learn, and play jazz piano. Hard to believe, here we are, week three of our three-week exploration of the jazz standard Days of Wine and Roses. Man, do these weeks and months fly by or what? I mean, wow. Week one, 2 weeks ago, we took a deep dive into the harmonic foundation of the tune, followed by last week's dissecting of the melody, to be followed up today with the challenging look at various ways to use Days of Wine and Roses to develop our improvisational skills. You know, what's great about our three-tier approach to learning tunes, right? Harmony, melody, improvisation, is that it quickly reveals, and I mean quickly, our strengths and weaknesses regarding the various essential jazz piano skills that we need in order to play tunes. How important is that, right? That we know our strengths and weaknesses. The bottom line is that there's no way to improve our playing without having an accurate understanding, an accurate assessment of our skills. The last couple podcast episode lessons, and today's lesson, they do exactly that. They give us a very, very accurate report card, if you will, on how we're doing. We know pretty quickly where we stand with our ability to play critical jazz piano skills when we begin dissecting a tune harmonically, melodically, and improvisationally. I made a point to mention several times since the start of the year that there is a sequential order to learning how to play jazz piano, which really shouldn't surprise you. I mean, after all, I cannot think of any high-level skill that you can successfully develop without having a strategic game plan. I can confidently guarantee you that a scattershot approach or a YouTube approach, which is so popular today, trying to use that kind of approach to learn how to play jazz piano will only cause frustration, confusion, and ultimately giving up. So my goal, as it has always been from day one with jazz piano skills, is to not only introduce you to the essential jazz piano skills, discover, right, but to also provide you with a way to successfully study those skills, to learn those skills, and a process for developing a physical command of those skills. Play, right? Discover, learn, play. It's an educational process. I also mentioned several times since the start of the new year that if you have been a faithful jazz piano skills listener over the past 4+ years, you have become intimately familiar with the skills needed to begin tune study. I also mentioned that if you haven't been grinding along with us over the past 4 years, it's no big deal, right? No worries. This is a great time to jump on board and begin developing and enhancing your jazz piano skills. The tune study that we are going to be doing every month will help you sift through and prioritize the last 4 years of podcast episodes so that you can begin maximizing your musical growth, your jazz piano skills, immediately. So if you are a jazz piano skills veteran or a jazz piano skills rookie, makes no difference, right? You are in the right place at the right time to begin a jazz journey that will have a profound impact on your understanding of music. And of course, a profound impact on your jazz piano playing as well. So today you're going to discover an improvisation approach for Days of Wine and Roses. You're going to learn improvisational zones, patterns, and motifs for Days of Wine and Roses. And you're going to play a common tone and common zones solo through the changes of Days of Wine and Roses. So as I always like to say, regardless of where you are in your jazz journey, a beginner, an intermediate player, an advanced player, or even if you're a seasoned and experienced professional, right, you're going to find this Jazz Piano Skills podcast lesson exploring Days of Wine and Roses and improvisation to be very, very beneficial. But before we get started, before we dig in, I want to, as I always do, welcome first-time listeners to Jazz Piano Skills. And if you are a new listener to the Jazz Piano Skills podcast, or if you're new to Jazz Piano Skills, I want to invite you to become a Jazz Piano Skills member. Your membership will grant you access to the premium content for this podcast episode and every weekly podcast episode. Premium content will help you thoroughly and correctly discover, learn, and play the jazz standard we are currently exploring, and as the old saying goes, a whole lot more. For example, as a Jazz Piano Skills member, you have access to the past, current, and future educational weekly podcast packets. These are the illustrations, the lead sheets, and the play-alongs or backing tracks that I develop for each and every weekly podcast episode. It will help you, these packets will help you get the most out of every Jazz Piano Skills podcast episode. So they are a must. You will also have access to, as a member, to a self-paced and sequential jazz piano curriculum, which is loaded with comprehensive courses containing their educational talks, interactive learning media, their video demonstrations of the jazz piano skills in all 12 keys, and a ton more. You also have a reserved seat, as I like to say, in my online weekly masterclass, which is held every Thursday evening. Now, if you can't attend the class on Thursday evenings, it's no problem, right? Masterclasses are recorded, so you can watch the video of the class and rewatch the class whenever and as often as you wish. As a Jazz Piano Skills member, you also have access to an online interactive fake book containing must-know jazz standards with excellent chord changes, chord scale relationships, harmonic function analysis, listening suggestions, and historical insights. As a Jazz Piano Skills member, you can also hang out with some old jazz friends and make some new jazz friends in the online private Jazz Piano Skills community, which hosts a variety of engaging forums. And finally, as a Jazz Piano Skills member, you have unlimited private, personal, and professional educational support whenever and as often as you need it. So all of these amazing privileges are waiting to help you discover, learn, and play jazz piano. So check it all out at jazzpianoskills.com. And of course, become a member to enjoy premium podcast content, as well as all of the other privileges that I just mentioned. Of course, if you get to the site, you're poking around, you have some questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. I'm happy to spend some time with you and answer any questions that you may have. Okay, speaking of questions, it's on to the question of the week. This week's question comes from Ted Riker. Ted Riker, living in Des Moines, Iowa. And Ted writes, many jazz sites and teachers recommend using a simple blues as a way to begin improvising. Likewise, they recommend using modal tunes as well, like Impressions and So What, which have a couple chord changes. I have used both approaches for practicing my improvisation, and honestly, I find both approaches to be difficult. Do you have an approach to recommend that I can try with hopes of having more success than I do with the blues or modal tunes? Wow. Great question, Ted. And I'm right with you. I've got to be honest. I'm right with you 100%. I feel your pain. I feel your struggle. And I say this because when I started out, I was given the exact same advice. And like you, I found it to be very challenging. Why is this? Right? It's a great question that you ask. I mean, after all, a simple blues, right, has three dominant chords. Modal tunes like So What and Impressions have only two chords. So one would think, right, perfect. One style, the blues, a simple blues, three chords. Modal tunes, two chords, perfect, right? Not so much, right, as you found out. So again, why so challenging? The answer, I believe, because you have to deal with form. Simple blues has a form. Modal tunes have a form. Both have forms that you have to track when playing. And tracking form is not easy to do when first starting out, especially trying to track form and improvise, right? So I would recommend isolating a sound and a chord when beginning to learn how to improvise. In other words, pick a sound, major, dominant, minor, half diminished, diminished. Then pick a chord, like C minor, F minor, B flat minor. Once you have a sound, once you have a chord isolated, then you can determine a style or a groove and a tempo. Right? Use a backing track so you place the sound and chord in time and begin improvising using chord tones only. So again, the lineup is this, Ted. One, isolate a sound. Two, isolate a chord. Three, establish a groove. Four, establish a tempo. Five, we're going to use chord tones only. So again, pick a sound, pick a chord, pick a groove, pick a tempo, and know that you're going to use chord tones only. This lineup removes form and allows you to focus on important elements of improvisation. Elements like rhythmic development using space and repetition. Outlining chord tones in time. And three, development of correct feel and articulation. Right? So you remove the form. Now you can focus on rhythmic development, space, repetition. You can focus on outlining that chord using chord tones, and you can focus on development of correct feel and articulation. Ted, once I started isolating sounds and chords, my improvisation skills immediately began to develop. Right? So I would suggest stepping away from the blues, step away from modal tunes, so that you do not have to worry about form. Give it a try and let me know what you think. I'm curious to hear how this goes for you, so please, please send me an update. Better yet, send me a quick recording of you improvising over an isolated sound and chord. And if you do, I'll be able to share with you some more insight about your approach and offer up some additional tips to help you begin developing mature improvisation skills. Well, I hope this helps, Ted, and as always, if more clarification is needed, do not hesitate to reach out to me. Always happy to spend time with you. Always happy to help you in any way that I can. Okay, let's discover, learn, and play jazz piano. Let's discover, learn, and play Days of Wine and Roses, Part 3, right? An improvisation approach. Okay, since the beginning of the year, I have presented my outline for studying and learning tunes on multiple occasions. And again, right, my process, my outline is the same regardless of genre, right? Genre makes no difference. Again, whether it's a jazz tune, a rock tune, pop, country, folk, R&B, no difference. So here's a quick refresher once again. Number one, we listen. Listen to various artists performing the tune. Number two, determined form. Is it an AABA, ABAB, etc.? Number three, learn the chords, the harmonic structures of the tune, voicings, right? And common harmonic movement like 2-5-1, 1-4-5, and so on. Number four, learn the melody and practice treatments, right? So we learn melody using guide tones and phrases, target notes, fingerings, right? Different treatments like ballad, bossa, swing. And number five, explore improvisation approaches that we're going to do today, right? Like zones, patterns, motifs, tension, right? Those are the five steps. That's it. Listen, determine form, learn chords, voicings, learn melody, treatments, and explore improvisation approaches. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So 2 weeks ago, we focused on gaining a harmonic familiarity and command of Days of Wine and Roses. So we listened. We determined form and explored the chord changes, harmonic function, and voicings for Days of Wine and Roses. Last week, we focused on in-depth melodic analysis of Days of Wine and Roses. We listened again. We zoned in on some guide tones and phrases, and target notes, and interpretation, fingerings, right? Our goal has been and will always be to keep things, right, as much as possible, clean and tidy with our approach, whether it is a skill study or a tune study. Again, it makes no difference. Our conceptual understanding of all that we do musically must be structured and simple so that it can be replicated over and over and over again. Y'all can attest to the fact that I have said it many times and will continue to say it many times. If your conceptual understanding of music or any musical skill is not structured and simple, then it's unorganized and confusing. And if it's unorganized and confusing conceptually upstairs, you have no shot, zero. I'm just being honest with you, zero shot of executing it in your hands downstairs on the piano. Therefore, we keep our tune study, just like all things in music, we keep our tune study structured, simple, and replicatable. So the educational agenda for today is as follows. We are going to, number one, we are going to begin part three of our exploration of Days of Wine and Roses to discover, learn, and play an improvisation approach. Number two, we are going to listen, as we always do, to a definitive recording of Days of Wine and Roses. Number three, we will discuss zones, patterns, motifs. What are they? How are they different? And why are they important for developing improvisation skills? Number four, we will unveil two patterns that you must absolutely and unequivocally have a command of conceptually and physically if you hope to develop improvisation skills. Number five, we will explore how to turn patterns into motifs. Number six, we will discover, learn, and play patterns through the changes of Days of Wine and Roses. Number seven, we will discover, learn, and play motifs through the changes of Days of Wine and Roses. And number eight, we will be playing all demonstrations today at a nice, comfy swing tempo of 120, right? Classic swing 120. So we have a lot to get through today. We have a ton, as always, to do. So if you are a Jazz Piano Skills member, I want you to hit the pause button. I want you to take a few minutes right now to download and print your podcast packets, your illustrations, your lead sheets, and your play-alongs. Again, your membership grants you access to premium content for every weekly podcast episode. And the premium content includes all your educational podcast packets. And I mention it every week. You should be using these podcast packets when listening to this episode to get the most out of it. And of course, you should be using these podcast packets when practicing as well. So if you are listening to this podcast on any of the popular podcast directories, such as Apple or Google, there's a gazillion of them, right? Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and so on. Then go directly to jazzpianoskillspodcast.com and you will find the active download links for the podcast packets in the show notes. Or you can log into your Jazz Piano Skills account and from your dashboard navigate to this episode where you will find one convenient link to download all three podcast packets in one convenient bundle. Okay, so now that you have your podcast packets in your hands, I want you to grab your lead sheets. And you should have 6 lead sheets in your packet. Now, lead sheet 1 provides you with root position arpeggios for the chord changes of Days of Wine and Roses, lead sheet 1. If you got lead sheet 2 there, you'll see that it provides you with root position scales, the chord scale relationships for Days of Wine and Roses. Lead sheet 3 provides you with ascending patterns and motifs, focusing on various targets and tension notes for Days of Wine and Roses. And lead sheet 4 provides you with descending patterns and motifs, focusing on various target and tension notes, again, for Days of Wine and Roses. Now, lead sheet 5 is a new lead sheet that I have stuck in here. This is a lead sheet that gives, you'll see it's got a common tone, and then it has thirds above it and below it. I'll explain that more when we get to that lead sheet, how we're going to use that for improvisation development. And then lead sheet 6 is whoa, I got to be careful there. Lead sheet 6 has the zones, common zones or neighboring zones, if you will, for the chord changes for Days of Wine and Roses. So, right, no question about it. We have some invaluable tools to go through today that are going to help us discover, learn, and play Days of Wine and Roses. So let's get busy. All right. What is the very first thing we do when studying and learning a tune? You got it. Right? We listen. We did it last week. We're going to do it again today because we should always be doing it. Always. I stressed last week that listening to various renditions of a tune is not only the first, but the most important step. At least I think so. I can't even imagine attempting, right? I can't even imagine attempting to learn a tune before spending time becoming familiar with it, absorbing it through the various renditions by various artists. So listen. I typically listen, as you know, to vocal renditions first, followed by instrumentalist, followed by pianist. Bottom line, I listen, and that's what we are going to do right now before going any further. 2 weeks ago, we checked out Sinatra with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, performing Days of Wine and Roses. Last week, right, the great Oscar Peterson Trio, performing Days of Wine and Roses. And today, we listen to another great. We're going to listen to McCoy Tyner, performing Days of Wine and Roses from his Nights of Ballads and Blues album, which was released on the Impulse label in 1963. It features McCoy with Steve Davis on bass and Lex Humphreys on drums. So as always, grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and enjoy the great McCoy Tyner performing Days of Wine and Roses. Here we go. Thank you. So tasteful. Wow. If you are not familiar with this album, Nights of Ballads and Blues, I want to strongly encourage you to check it out. Every cut is fantastic. Satin Dow, We'll Be Together Again, Round Midnight, just to name a few, of course, Days of Wine and Roses. It will quickly, I promise you, it will quickly become one of your favorite jazz albums. So now, let's explore those lead sheets. Grab lead sheet one. Let's discover how to properly begin developing our improvisational skills with Days of Wine and Roses. Thank you for listening to Jazz Piano Skills. The remaining premium content of this episode is available to Jazz Piano Skills members at jazzpianoskillspodcast.com. Visit jazzpianoskills.com to learn more about membership privileges and become a Jazz Piano Skills member. Thank you.